Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
I bet you've lost something on occasion. You know how it is to misplace an item and then spend far too much time looking for it. Keys is the big one. Where do those keys always disappear to? Sometimes it's a gift item you purchase in the store and put it into a logical place, and then you can't find it when you need it. Then there's your vehicle. Where in blazes did I park in the lot outside this store? Well, this content highlights the guy who found it. Interestingly, he wasn't even looking for it. And incidentally, what he found was much more precious than keys, gifts, vehicles, and other things commonly misplaced. What this young man found had been hidden a long time. First, I suggest check out our initial content that launched Scripture Dissection Materials. That episode is called Tear Into It, and it explains how and why we introduce scripture dissection exercises periodically. So now, let's look up 2 Kings chapter 22 and chapter 23 verses 1 through 27 in your Bible for a full story. Since you may not have a Bible at this moment, here is a bullet backstory of developments in my words. The guy who found it. Josiah is 8 years old when he was crowned king. He reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. In his 18th year as king, he decided to repair the temple of the Lord. Moving on, wisely he hired and paid the workers instead of enslaving them to work on the project. Next point. During this process, the high priest found the book of the law in the temple rubbish. Further, this book was sent to Josiah and read to him. Another point. In immediate sorrow, Josiah tore his robes. This book revealed how far God's people had strayed from his ways. Next point. He instinctively knew this was a generational sin. In chapter 22, verse 13, it says, "Those who have gone before us have not obeyed." And he also included his current generation in that sin. Another point, a prophet was asked to weigh in on this find. After he interpreted the warnings in the book, he sent word to Josiah, and it was grave. Basically, the warning was about the unfaithfulness of Israel. It involved these points: their idolatry, unresponsive hearts, and arrogance. Thankfully, the prophet included a word of hope to Josiah. Here's what he said in chapter 22, verse 19. "Because your heart was responsive and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard, because you tore your robes and wept in my presence, I have also heard you, declares the Lord." But there's more. Josiah called all the elders together, and he invited all the people. Chapter 23, verse 2 says, "From the least to the greatest." Then the king read all the words from the book of the covenant that had been found. Next point, standing by the temple pillar, Josiah renewed a commitment to the covenant in God's presence. Next point, that covenant was to follow the Lord and keep his commands, statutes, and decrees with all his heart and all his soul. Chapter 23, verse 3. In other words, he started with himself in front of all his people. Next point, following this great example, all the people joined in that pledge. Next point, he ordered the priests to remove every item that was used in idol worship and ordered them to be burned outside the city. Josiah then did away with idolatrous priests. Additionally, this exceptional king carried out a list to set right every single violation of the covenant throughout the land. What was on that list? Here are the items. Number one, burned outside the city all vessels used in idol worship. Number two, deposed of all leaders who performed rituals in idol worship. Number three, took out of God's temple all the junk of false worship of idols and burned it outside the city and beat it into dust. Chapter 23, verse 6. Number four, destroyed abominable sexual practices and places it happened. Five, broke down all the high places his bad dad rebuilt after his grandpa, Hezekiah, had torn them down. Six, destroyed the places of sacrifice to Molech, where burning sons and daughters took place. Seven, removed images of horses that had been dedicated to false worship and burned chariots used to worship the sun god. Eight, pulled down and smashed altars on the roof. Nine, broke in pieces pillars in places of false worship. Number 10, pulled down and burned to dust any other high place he could find. Number 11, he removed the shrines. And 12, sacrificed the false priests who led people in idolatry on the altars they had used. That is quite a list that was carried out to get rid of every single violation of the covenant throughout the entire land. Well, what's the conclusion? This guy was thorough. Interestingly, being thorough is critical to a healthy relationship with God. Josiah knew it, so he got to work. He put faithfulness into practice by doing practical things that promoted holiness. Simultaneously, he eliminated every single thing that interfered with 100% commitment to God. When it comes to integrity, Josiah found it. All right, let's tear into it. There are always four categories we explore in Scripture dissection. One, what does it say? Two, what does it mean? Three, make it personal. And four, make a commitment. Let's start with what does it say? Josiah is a breath of fresh air, don't you think? This young man is only 8 years old when he becomes king. He pleases God like few of his ancestors. Even with a bad dad, he chooses what is right. It takes some upheaval, hard work, time, and probably stepping on some people's toes. Yet he performs his kingly duties and leads by example. First, Josiah puts a plan into place to clean up the temple so people can again freely worship God. Subsequently, upon finding the Book of the Covenant, Josiah has it read to him. Further, he sends it to a trusted prophet to interpret the meaning of the document. Josiah is proactive, careful, and committed. Today, you might say he's a self-starter. Once Josiah gathers facts, he gives a new direction. Consequently, this means applying God's words down to the detail. So what is the new direction that he gives? The new plan? Simply put, do whatever it takes to get things back on track to trust and obey God. And Josiah cleans house. In fact, he cleans the entire nation down to the cubby holes and corners. In essence, he works to do right and to correct the wrongs committed by the nation. This is what a nation's leader is supposed to do. Then he stands by the pillar and made a covenant before the Lord. That's recorded in chapter 23, verse 3. Now, this covenant includes three elements. First, to walk in God's ways. Second, to keep all his commands and ways? And third, well, how would he do that? With all his heart and all his soul, to perform the words of this covenant written in this book. Again, chapter 23, verse 3c. This young king goes first by example, and God affirms Josiah is doing what is right and good. His message to Josiah is this: your heart is penitent, and you humbled yourself before the Lord. Chapter 22, verse 19. Regarding pleasing God, Josiah found it. Well, what does all this mean? Josiah conducts a deep, thorough cleansing of his entire country. He commands people to keep the Passover that was established when God freed them from slavery in Egypt. It hadn't been celebrated for many years. All this positive change results from Josiah getting into God's word and getting God's word into him. Josiah responds beautifully and eliminates any influence that might pull him away from God. I love the word perform that's used in chapter 23, verse 3c. Notably, some folks may not like that word when describing a relationship with God, to perform. Nevertheless, that word accurately describes motives of human behavior in these ways. First, to gain others' approval, that's to perform. Acting out of conscience and integrity, which is also to perform. And even more admirably, flowing out of a desire to gain God's approval, which is a wonderful way to perform. Often in our content, we say, what you practice is what you become. Notably, to perform, in its very best sense, is to make practical decisions to do what is right from the heart. Incidentally, it's also an act of worship. Regarding performing, have you found it? Okay, the third section is to make it personal. Josiah does everything in his power to establish the words of the law. Chapter 23, verse 24. Here's a beautiful assessment of Josiah's life, and that's from chapter 23, verse 25. Before him, there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might. Doesn't that sound like the command Jesus gave when he told people how to love God? With all your heart and soul and might? Are you doing everything in your power to live like this? With all your heart? With all your soul? With all your might? Notice how people respond when they're questioned or challenged about something. They may be defensive, give excuses, and try to sound intelligent. Or they may explore, discover, and make any adjustments necessary to be a healthy person. You can do one or the other. You can be defensive, or you can be reflective and make healthy changes. Integrity is critical to be healthy and well-adjusted. Does your passion, your leadership, and your personal example prove that you've found it? The fourth section is to make a commitment, and this is where we have the application thoughts and questions over today's content. So ask, what's in my heart? By considering these good questions. Number one, do you have an eager heart? Two, is your heart quickly repentant, like Josiah's? Three, how often do you ask if you are on track? Four, do you fix things to match God's ways? Five, do you clean up what is not pleasing to the Lord? Six, are you proactive, careful, and committed? And number seven, when it comes to integrity, have you found it? Just a little P.S. Remarkably, Josiah was only 26 years old when he made these incredible, huge, life-changing decisions. He found it, and you can too. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.